I'd like for everyone to help us, and it'll be on the screen, I'm sure. So let's all stand and sing our first song.
His love lights the way. Everyone can stand.
Keep learning as we get older. I've never noticed saying it hundreds of times, no doubt. But one of the sentences says, "Each trial overcome adds strength to my soul." I sing that and I sing it, but it never has gone in. And that is so scriptural. It's so amazing that God sends trials. God sends trials, absolutely. Tribulations for the purposes of getting the strong in Him. So it's good to see everyone in the house of the Lord tonight. We welcome you here. Thank God that we have this privilege. Another wonderful opportunity just to call on His name. We sure do need His help, and we have it. Brother Josh, you're going to come and pray with us and for us. Let's lift our hearts together. A lot to pray for. A lot of people that's sick, afflicted, and having tests. But God knows everyone. Let's trust Him in everyone's regard.
Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for another opportunity to be in your house, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and your blessings on us, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we would not take those for granted, Lord, because they're many and they're mighty. And we pray, Lord, that you'd have your hand in the service and the remainder of the song service, Lord, and music, the musicians. And pray, Lord, that you'll be, Lord, in the time of preaching, Lord, and you'll help the one that's going to break the word to us, Lord, that you'll strengthen them and you'll anoint them and you'll give them the words that you'd have us to hear. And, Lord, you quicken our heart, Lord, that we would absorb it, Lord, and retain it. And we fail not to praise you and to thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Josh. Thanks for something.
Page 100 in this book for the elementary parents.
6 in our notebook, but it'll be on the screen also. It's mine and ours.
Forever.
you so much for sharing that with us. Let's fellowship with one with another. Thank you so much.
These guys maybe play. I've got a praise report. Many of you prayed for Adam, my great nephew, and we've been praying now for over 5 weeks. He hadn't spoke in 5 weeks this past Friday till today. And he said, "Mama, this just thrilled. This is an answer to prayer, folks. This is a miracle with Adam. He's on a feeding tube. He's on the ventilator. They never thought he would have any response. What you might say gave up on him. But his mama and daddy fought. We prayed. God heard. I feel it's a miracle today, folks. Your prayers have been answered. Because he's speaking today. Thank you, Lord.
Mr. Ray, come on, help him just one time. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I don't have anyone scheduled tonight for a song, but if you have one and like to share it, that would be great. If you want to share it, that would be a good time to do it right now. Anyone at all? Brother Dave, if you got one this tonight, come right on, sir.
know, as we were singing, that we're singing along with the band, there's power in the blood. Back in the day when I was directing music, I used to have our congregation, when we sing power, power, there is power, 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 wonder work. You've got eight of them in there because he got a whole lot of power. That choir number a while ago, Saved to the Uttermost. You ever really thought about that? He didn't leave anything undone. When we got saved, it wasn't a piecemeal thing. Well, I'm going to do this, and if I get around to it, maybe I'll do that. If I get around to this other, I'll do that. He just did it all. Just did it all, and all through the blood. If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His Word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and just leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will bring you safely out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will make a way for you and He'll see you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on and your body bends beneath the weight of care, He will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Sing that last line with me. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Find our text tonight in Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter number 18. Genesis chapter number 18. You know the story well. The Lord has appeared to Abraham. This is the third time our Lord has appeared to Abraham. Don't think Matthew chapter 1, Luke chapter 2 is the first time that a Jesus appears in our Bible. That was His incarnation. He can be found all through the pages of the Old Testament. You'll find Him, He appears to Abraham and He appears to Sarah, and He informs them that they will have a son, old and well stricken in years. Abraham and Sarah is in disbelief. Abraham can't believe it. Sarah laughs within herself. And a great, great, great question is asked. Chapter 18 of Genesis, verse number 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? You know, Jason taught our VBS attendees, our young people. Our young folks sang it this morning, and it's been ringing in my ears all afternoon. That song, God Can Do Anything With Anything. We find that true here tonight. The Lord asked Abraham, by the way of these three men, is anything too hard for the Lord? You know, we find ourselves asking ourselves that same question tonight. We utter and we ask ourselves that question and we come to the conclusion, well, of course not. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's nothing that He can accomplish. There's nothing that He can perform. There's nothing, and He does as He will. He does as He pleases. He's omnipresent. He's all present. There's not a place that He is not, and there's never a place that He will not be. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's capable. He is able. He has a power. He's not subject to limitations as we are. And let me say tonight, so you know where I stand, I believe our Lord and Savior has power over nature. He has power over the wind. He has power over the water. He has power over climate, and He has power over temperature. His power is infinite. His power is not limited. And He's not also omnipresent. He's He's omniscient. He's all knowing. He knows all. He's in all. Nothing takes Him by surprise. So we're brought to this question: is there anything too hard for the Lord? Because of His power, because of His presence, because of His infinite knowledge, because He is God, we come to the conclusion that there is nothing too hard for our Savior. We believe He can. We believe He's able. We believe He's capable to do and perform that which He pleases. Yet, but when it comes for Him to do and for Him to perform and for Him to accomplish things in our lives, things that we seem to be so great, so huge, things that we need Him to intervene, we're not so confident, we're not so sure. But perhaps, and what if, just imagine if those of us that are saved, that's been redeemed by His blood, just imagine what if we acted, we prayed, we walked, we witnessed as there is nothing too hard for God. Pastor, I believe our walk would be so different. Our faith would not waver. We would earnestly contend for the faith like never before. We would know, and we would trust, and we would truly believe that there is nothing too hard that our Savior cannot do. We see this in Sarah's life. She believes that God can do. He can accomplish. He's going to accomplish, he believes, using Abraham. God would accomplish using Abraham and use through Hagar. And maybe he would accomplish and perform through someone else. But to use her, to use Sarah, it was going to be impossible. It was too hard for the Lord. She was not capable. She was not able to do that, what God needed and required of her. She was not usable. And I believe that there may be some that think here tonight as Sarah thought. There's nothing too hard for the Lord as long as I'm not involved. As long as it doesn't pertain to my circumstance or my situation or my life. We have confidence in Him. But him using us, now that's a different story. Paul had to tell his preacher boy Timothy this same thing in 2 Timothy 1:9. Paul tells Timothy, he has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Paul tells Timothy, it's not your works, it's not your deeds, it's not your doings, Timothy. It's not your knowledge, it's not your intellect or your ability or your personality. He said, but it's God's will, it's God's purpose, it's God's plan in your life that He can accomplish that what He pleases. That's the question tonight. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Vance Hamner, that great Southern Baptist preacher, he preached that message on missing the miracles of God. I believe many times we miss miracles in our lives because we believe that God's not capable to use us and do that thing in our lives that we so desperately need. I think of that rich young ruler. That rich young ruler, he had it all. He had all that this world desired. He had money and he had materials and he had morals and he had the manners. But one thing he was missing was eternal life. The most important thing he would not let go and he would not sell out and submit to. He's not willing to let go of that miraculous, that miracle to be performed in his life. And here God, He wants to use Sarah. He wants to use Sarah to birth a people, to birth a nation, to birth an inheritance. And Sarah thinks it is not possible for God to use her. I wonder tonight, we believe and we say and God is, all things is impossible. There's nothing too hard for our Lord. There's nothing too hard for our Savior. But do we really believe? Do we really act? Do we really pray? Do we really live and witness that way? I believe that many of you, Miss Shirley's already testified, you're praying for some big things, praying for some miracles, praying that God would work and God would save and God would deliver in your family. Asking God to do great, mighty things and believing and trusting and knowing. So we come to this question, is there really anything too hard for the Lord? Abraham and Sarah in our text tonight, they're doing the right things. We find them in Genesis chapter 12, their surrender and their submission. Abraham and Sarah, they had to surrender and they had to give up all that they know. In chapter 12 of verse number 1, the Lord tells Abram, He said to get out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land I will show thee. Abraham had to leave it all. He had to leave his father's house. He had to leave all of his comfort, all that he knew, all of his family, his home, all that Abraham knew, Abraham had to leave. Abraham had to let go and he had to give up some things. In chapter 12, verses 1, 2, 3, the Lord's telling Abraham to leave, to surrender, to submit to my will, to my ways, and to my walk. And in verse number 4, the Bible says that Abraham departed. He surrendered. Abraham and Sarah had surrendered. They had submitted their life and their will and their walk to God. Abraham, can you imagine talking to Abraham? Abraham, why are you going? I don't know. The Lord told me to. Abraham, where are you going? I don't know. Abraham, how long is it going to take you to get there? Well, I really don't know. But by faith, I'm submitting and I'm surrendering all to God. That's what Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 tells us. That great book, that great hall of faith. The Bible says in chapter 11 verse 8 of Hebrews, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receiving a heritage, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. Abraham didn't know much. But all Abraham knew is he had to surrender and he had to submit his life to God. And when we surrender our life and we submit our soul to Jesus Christ and ourselves to His service, all we have to do, as Abraham did, is look for a city whose builder and maker is God. Not Abraham. He was in total surrender. He was in total submission. But I also see Abraham's service. Notice in our chapter 18, verses 6 through 8, this service of Abraham. The Bible says that Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready 3 quick measures of fine meal, knead it, make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched the calf tender and good, and gave it unto the young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. We see his surrender. We see him, his submission. But now we see Abraham in his service. We find that Sarah, she cooks, she bakes, and she prepares. And here Abraham, he runs, he fetches a calf, he prepares a meal. Abraham is now serving. He's waiting tables. He's doing unto others. Let me say, Abraham demonstrates humility and he demonstrates humbleness in putting others before himself. A servant's heart, a servant's attitude. Everything about Abraham's life in our text is doing something on behalf of someone else. A servant's heart. You know, I think that's the example for you and I tonight. I think of another servant. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, that suffering servant. Jesus Christ, who came to this earth not for His sake, but for our sake. Jesus, who died upon the cross, not for His good, for our good. Jesus, thank God, rose from the grave, not on His behalf, but our behalf, that we could have eternal life. He has and demonstrates service, servitude, humility, humbleness. Abraham and Sarah shows us that this complete surrender and this complete submission and this servant to others is where we need to be before we can truly come to the thought that is anything too hard for God. Let me say this, it's already been said this week and this morning, but you know, this past week, this VBS, that wasn't our VBS, that was His VBS. It wasn't about Fletcher First Baptist Church, but it was about serving others, doing unto others, giving unto others for His glory. You know, that servant, that's the servant's heart that Abraham demonstrates here. Everything here at Fletcher's, I believe every ministry ought to be about, should be about serving Him on the behalf of others. You think through their walk and through their action and through their submission and through their surrender and through their act of humility and serving others, that Abraham and Sarah would come to the conclusion that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. But we find he asked this question in verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. You know, there may be some here tonight watching by the way of internet in the service like Abraham and Sarah. You're serving. You're giving. You have that heart of humility. You've surrendered your heart and your life to Jesus Christ, submission to Him. But yet you're left wondering, truly wondering, is there really anything too hard for the Lord? Three things tonight, three questions tonight, and I'll be done. Let me say number one, is there anything too hard for the Lord when you're barren? When you're barren, verse number 10, the Bible says, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son, and Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of the women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of surety bear a child which am old? Sarah laughs within herself. It's the idea to mock. I believe this was a laughter of doubt, a laughter of mistrust, a laughter of unbelief, a laughter of no faith. Sarah saying, I'm waxed old. I'm past childbearing years. I'm old. I'm well stricken in age. Matter of fact, it's even against nature. Sarah saying, I'm barren. What's inside of me, what dwells within me, cannot bear fruit. She's barren, dried up, parched, unfruitful. How many of our church members, maybe here tonight, you feel this same way? That your life has been unfruitful. Your ministry has been barren. You see no results. You don't feel like the winds of heaven are blowing any longer. It seems like that no one's responding. That you pray and you pray and you pray and God is not moving. No one cares. Once on fire for God, but now we come to church and it's just a formality. Went from fervent to fruitfulness. Went from bountiful to barren. Went to being plenteous to now it's parched. From faithful to faithless. I believe many of our Baptist churches are full of Sarahs. Full of Sarahs. Once had that burden and had that zeal, but now barren. Sarah says, I'm waxed old. We find it in Moses' life. He said it. He said, I'm not eloquent, but slow to speech and slow of tongue. Gideon said it. He said, my family is poor. It's supposed to be a deliverer, a judge. He said, my family is poor and I'm least in my father's house. Jeremiah said it. He said, I cannot speak for I'm but a child. Church, I don't want to be barren. I don't want to have a barren life for Christ. I want to have impact, bringing forth fruit, much fruit for God's glory. Is anything too hard for God when you feel barren? Let me say number two, is anything too hard for God when you're burdened? Look at verse 15. The Bible says, then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. Bible says that she was afraid. Fearful is the word. Means a dread, a great dread. Anxious, anxiety, afraid. Let me say that Sarah was burdened. Burdened because of her doubt. Burdened before this task. She did not have trust in God. She was given a divine promise, yet she was burdened. Verse 10, the Bible says, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. She had a great promise that the Lord was going to give her this son, and Abraham this son, their seed. But yet she's burdened in her own abilities. Her own insecurities burdened her. Let me say her burden, it ended to the point where she sinned. She laughed. She was in disbelief. I believe tonight I don't know your dread. I don't know your burden. But I do know Philippians 4:13. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Sarah couldn't do it. That thing on the inside of her was barren. Her fears burned her. But God asked, is there anything too hard for the Lord? I was thinking this afternoon about James, John, and Peter. Jesus, they come down from the Mount of Transfiguration. There a great multitude was gathered, and they were questioning the disciples. And this one had a son that had an unclean spirit. And all he wanted, burdened for his son, troubled for his son, was for them to cast this unclean spirit from him. Troubled and in dread, our Savior's response to this man, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Burdened with tears, afraid, burdened with tears, he said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Is anything too hard for God that's burdening you? Is anything too hard for God that's barren, that's dried up, that's no longer there, that zeal? Let me say tonight, is anything too hard for the Lord when you beseech Him? Verse 22. The Bible says, and the men turned their faces from hence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Abraham here is in the presence of the Lord. He has the Lord's ear. He has the Lord's attention. He's in the Lord's presence. And notice this conversation with the Lord. In verse 24, he says, pre-adventure, there be 50 righteous men in the city. Verse 28, he says, pre-adventure. Verse 29, pre-adventure. Verse 30, pre-adventure. Verse 31, pre-adventure. Verse 32, pre-adventure. Abraham says, pre-adventure. He's saying, perhaps, Lord. It's an expression of hope, but also expresses fear and doubt. Abraham has a hope, has an expectation, but deep that lies within, there's still fear and there's still doubt. But let me say, Abraham is beseeching the Lord. He's talking to the Lord. He's communing with the Lord. He talks to the Lord about the things that he's in doubt. Preached about it last week. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Is anything too hard for the Lord? That's the question he asked Abraham. Question he asked Sarah. They were living, submitted. They were surrendered their life and their call to God. But yet the things in their life that truly affected them, they were in great doubt, burdened, troubled, in fear. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Let's stand tonight. I think the Lord will have us stop there. Father, tonight we want to thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you for the promise, Lord, through where we find in the word of God. Lord, I pray that you speak to the hearts of your people tonight. Father, we have to ask ourselves that question. Is there anything too hard? Lord, I pray that you'd help us see our doubts. You'd help us see our insecurities. Lord, as you pointed them out in Sarah's life and in Abraham's life. Lord, living right, doing right, walking right, but yet still had that doubt. Lord, no doubt there's people in here tonight that's been praying for lost loved ones, praying for family members that's lost and out in the world. By the world's means, it seems like there's no hope. God, I'm thankful tonight with you. There's nothing too hard. Lord, we thank you for what you did this past week. Lord, for our young people, for all of those that worked in Bible school, I thank you for them. And Lord, no doubt there may be some here tonight, Father, that at one time had that zeal, had that fruit, but now find themselves that seems like they're barren. I pray, God, that you'd do that work in their hearts. You'd do that work in their lives, Father, that would bring that fruit for your honor and for your glory. Help us tonight, Lord. Speak to your people. We'll thank you and praise you for all you do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Message. Bible school was about that. And tonight, I'm sure every one of us have prayed before, knowing God could do it, but the question is, did we think He would do it for us? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We heard the Word of God tonight. I can imagine how hard it was for Sarah to believe in her elder life. In fact, she didn't believe it. And then when she was confronted about it, she said, "I didn't laugh." God knows her heart. A lot of times God allows things in our life that we desperately need, and He arranged it for, will we believe it? He wants to do it. In fact, I believe He wants to do it more than we want Him to do it, obviously. But God's the only one that can give that faith. Appreciate the message. You can be seated. We have a short business meeting. Someone wants to obtain a letter from a church, and our church clerk, Miss Glenda Lewis, is going to read it.
This is from Radiant Church. Chris and Dana Wilson has united with Radiant Church on a promise of a letter from your church. Please grant it and send to us if meeting your approval. Leah Gillette, Office Manager.
They well know Chris and Dana. For many years, did a great work. God used them mightily to help us. And the Lord moved them. What's pleasure that we grant that letter? We have a move. Second. All in favor, say your hand.